I have now coached hundreds of people all around the world on building their very own online business. And I've identified that there are 6 things in common that they all suffer with before they get to that 6 figures. Once they no longer do these 6 things, everything changes for them. So I'm gonna break everything down with you on this whiteboard here. The first thing that prevents people from hitting their first 6 figures is either their job or their business. It is their current vehicle. It is the way that they're trying to have this success. Think about it this way. The job that you have right now, maybe it pays you $50,000 per year. Even if you were to get a 50% raise, that's still not going to get you to 6 figures. That's gonna get you to $75K per year. We are conditioned to believe that you have to go into a job in an entry level position, and maybe that's, I don't know, a 40 grand salary. Then you have to work your way up slowly but surely, and only when you're at the very top will you possibly be at the 6 figure income. It is the old way of thinking, because now, thanks to the internet, it's very possible for you to, for example, through building your own business or through doing freelance work, to get your income level up. So if you're in the wrong vehicle and if you don't have a side hustle that's profitable, then you're not gonna be able to achieve that 6 figures. So if that's you, I wanna know below what your job is and how long it would take you realistically to actually get to 6 figures. I wanna see a comment. I'm genuinely really interested to know, because I wanna let you know that there are so many opportunities nowadays, and it breaks my heart that you're not making the most of them if right now 6 figures seems so impossible and unachievable to you. I'm telling you, it really isn't. That brings me on to my second reason why you can't hit 6 figures, and it is your current lifestyle. So the way that you are living right now is not something which is in alignment to actually getting to that 6 figures. Now, I find that this often comes down to a lack of discomfort. For you right now, it's normal to be earning, let's just take our example from before, $50,000 per year. That's normalized to you. Maybe all your friends are on similar salaries. Maybe you have enough spare cash to sort of, you know, get you to have your beers on the weekend, to have your Netflix subscription, whatever it happens to be. And so you don't feel any burning desire to actually take the action to get that side hustle going or to really propel yourself and your career. It's sort of like you are settling, and it's because you aren't surrounding yourself with people who are ahead of you, who are already doing this effortlessly, and 6 figures just seems like a bit of cash to them, okay? So when you can surround yourself with people, like, I actively go out to seminars, to conferences, to be around multi-millionaires. They've been making multiple 6 figures for many, many years, and being a millionaire is now their new set point. It's just like when you lose weight for the first time. You always wanna, your body just wants to put that weight back on. It starts having you snack, it may be binge eating, maybe getting lazy with the gym and all that, because you have a set point when it comes to your body fat percentage. If you're not a fitness person, you'll have no idea what I'm talking about, but this is for those who are. Just same thing in business, right? You have a, and life, I guess, you have a set point. When you go above it, it takes you out of your comfort zone. And when you're out of your comfort zone, it doesn't feel good. However, in order to get to that next level, you have to stretch beyond that. And that is why your current lifestyle could be the biggest contributing factor as to why you can't hit that 6 figure mark. Now, really, these two are pretty similar, but the next one is all about mindset, okay? So here's the thing. I'm recording this video right now, just as an example, with zero makeup on, massive spot on my chin, my hair's wet, and I just ate frozen blueberries, so my teeth are probably a little bit blue. I don't know, you tell me. But I just wanted to get this video done. I wanted to get it up, running, even though it's imperfect. It's not, there's no fancy edits in this, nothing. Because I know that done is better than perfect. And here's the thing, many people never hit that big 6 figures that they really want to, because they lack belief in themselves, or they don't understand what is possible for themselves. Here's the thing, this brings me back onto your current vehicle. You're probably in the vehicle you're in because you think it's the best thing for you. It's the normal thing, like as we said in lifestyle. But the issue is that when you don't know what's possible for you, and when you don't believe that you can go ahead and do it, then it's not gonna happen. You need to actually identify what you can achieve so that you can have a plan of action moving forward. And funnily enough, that brings me on to the next point, which is the strategy. So the strategy that you're following could be totally incorrect. It could be the wrong way to get to that outcome. So let me tell you a story. When I first tried to lose weight the first time, because I was overweight as a kid, I've now lost over 30 pounds from where I was at. But anyways, I tried fat burning pills, I tried carb blockers, I tried the ketogenic diet, I tried going vegetarian, I tried paleo, I tried fasted cardio, I've tried half marathon running, I tried lifting weights, I tried everything. And the amount of money that I spent on all those things was disgusting because I was trying to do it all by myself. I didn't go and get a coach who could have just simply shown me the strategy that I should follow and save me years and years of time, I ended up getting panic attacks because I was doing my weight loss in such an unhealthy way, which still affects me to this day, like 6 to 7 years later, right? I could have avoided that. I could have, so many different things that I could have avoided, saved so much money, but it's because I was sort of being like, oh no, I can do this all by myself. They could have given me the right strategy, okay? So you need to have the right strategy to actually get to that goal. Because without a strategy, you're basically just throwing shit at the wall and hoping that something sticks. And that is not a good way to deal with your finances, because we're talking about making money here, okay? So you need to have the right strategy. So you may be wondering, how do I know which the right strategy is to follow? The way that I really did this was I looked at who had the lifestyle that I wanted. I looked at who had the, so when it comes to lifestyle, I mean like, you know, how do they live? Do they travel a lot? Yes, that's something that I wanted. Are they financially free? Yes, that's something that I wanted. Do they have loving relationships? Yes, that's something that I wanted. I decided that my two core values were freedom and fulfillment. So I've decided to, three core values, freedom, fulfillment, and family. And when I say family, I don't just mean like personal family, but I also mean like community. And so I decided to find some people who had done exactly that and basically use the vehicle that they use in order to make it happen. So for me, it was online coaching while also building a personal brand. Okay, so if that's something that you want, that's now what I help people do. So I decided to create a free workshop that you can get access to at newonlinecoach.com/workshop. So that is newonlinecoach.com/workshop, workshop. So you can go ahead and get that. But I decided that online coaching was the thing for me because it allowed me to have that freedom, but it also gave me fulfillment in knowing that I'm helping people and making an impact on their lives. And your clients become your family. And so basically, yeah, that was all of that there. So you need to have obviously the right strategy. The next thing is that like often, a lack of strategy isn't often a cause of this, but it's productivity, okay? So people just, I don't know. I feel that when it comes to hitting six figures, people don't realize, you know, the first six figures is the toughest. You need to be so productive. You need to be putting in the work, taking the messy action, like I said before. So mindset and productivity relate quite a lot, because if you don't have the right mindset and if you're not doing it for the right reasons, right? This probably comes into one of these as well. It's knowing your reason why you're doing what you're doing. Because when you know why you're doing what you're doing and there's a greater mission rather than just making the money, then you'll be able to keep going forward. Now, here's the cool thing. When you're motivated by money, you get burnt out really quickly. But when you have a solid reason why you're doing what you're doing, you don't even care about the money. Money is just a byproduct of you doing your thing because you love doing your thing because you care about it so much. But obviously you need money to sustain your lifestyle. All of these things, they interlink into one another. And because you need money to sustain your lifestyle, that's the powerful thing about doing something that's meaningful. Because when you're solving a major problem, then people will pay you a large sum of money in return for the transformation that you're creating in their lives. And then you get rich and hit multiple six figures and it's just like that. But that's only when you have the right strategy. Again, you can get that at newonlinecoach.com/workshop. And the final thing that I feel that is preventing people from hitting six figures is this right here, fear. It's fear of many different things, actually. I think that The reason why you are fearful, it really depends on your previous story. So it could be you're afraid of what your friends are gonna say about you through doing this different business model or changing your job or doing whatever. It could be that you're afraid of success. Maybe you're afraid that you're gonna fail. Maybe you don't wanna take risks because you're worried about what's gonna happen. Oh, what if it doesn't pay off? Or, oh, what if this person says this about me? That happened to me so much. So when I was first starting on my weight loss journey, I decided that I wanted to connect with other women who were also into lifting weights. This was when I was starting to get healthy after I started having loads of panic attacks. And so basically I decided I was gonna start posting to Instagram. And so I made a separate fitness Instagram account because I didn't want my friends to know that I was following all these fitness people on my private one. And so I started following them all. I started this fitness page and I kept it a secret because I was so fearful about what people were gonna say about me. I was terrified of that. And it prevented me from going all in. And it prevented me, well, if I'd have stopped when everyone found the account, because they did in the end, they bullied me, they mocked me, they took the absolute mick out of me. That's an English saying for anyone who's foreign. Basically means mocked. And it was like a dark black hole suffocated me. And you know that feeling in your stomach where, and you also feel your cheeks going red, like you've just been caught out doing something that no one should ever know about. That was kind of like how I felt. And anyways, I let that fear prevent me from going all in for so long. And if at that point I'd let their mockery stop me, I would not be here today. I would not have a multiple six-figure business at the age of 22 helping others do the same. And so while all those people who were bullying me back then are now working jobs that they always tell me they hate and they always post about on Facebook and Twitter saying how much they hate them, I'm out here able to travel the world, doing what I love, making an impact on people's lives, all because I didn't let fear stop me. And all because I decided to do all these other six things to change my way of living. Now, here's the thing when it comes to fear. When it comes to fear, I don't know about you, but I'm a lot more afraid of getting to the end of my life, looking back on my life and wishing that I'd done more, and wishing that I'd taken those risks, and wishing that I'd invested in my business, wishing that I'd asked that person out on a date or done those crazy things. I'm much more afraid of that than I am of losing out in the short term. Okay, so this is when I think it just really comes down to thinking about what you want in the long term. I'm telling you right now, when you do these six things, six figures is easy. You're going to get there fast. But you need to realize that it's so important for you to get uncomfortable. Realize that where you are at right now, the fact that you're watching this video, that you're this far through, you are not in a good position right now. You know, even if you're earning 80 grand a year, that's not good enough because you want to be at that six figures. You know, you're still far away from it. If you don't have the things in your life that you don't want, you need to work on improving that. And it all starts with you, okay? That should be the seventh thing. The seventh thing to hitting seven figures. It starts with you. And I guess it's in mindset, but you need to put in the work. You need to realize that. Yeah, that's where it all begins, okay? So remember, if you wanna get started and build a profitable and rewarding online coaching business, the best vehicle out there, where there's literally no investment cost, where there is literally the ability for you to truly change people's lives, and where it's just amazing, it's just incredible. Go to newonlinecoach.com/workshop, watch that free 1 hour long workshop that's gonna teach you the three biggest mistakes that virtually every online coach makes when they're first starting out and how you can avoid them, okay? newonlinecoach.com/workshop. And not only that, but if right now you're thinking, okay, but I'm not good at anything, what could I build an online coaching business from? You can build an online coaching business based upon your experience, based upon your interests. Right now, if in the vehicle you're in, you have a skill, maybe you work in marketing, you know, you can coach people on marketing. Maybe you have a skill in communication, you can coach people on that. Whatever it happens to be, you can do that, okay? So, you know, even if you play the frigging guitar, you can coach people on that, okay? So just, a bit of food for thought there. And thank you so much for tuning in. And make sure to hit that thumbs up, subscribe.
And to hold yourself accountable, what you can do is take a screenshot of this and you can share the thing which is holding you back from making six figures and how you are now going to overcome it. And then tag me on your Instagram story or put it on LinkedIn, wherever you so wish. Tag me at Lauren Tickner, LaurenTickner. And share how, you know, you're gonna not be held back by that anymore. So maybe it's the fact that your mindset is holding you back. So in that case, then just take a screenshot and write, I am no longer gonna play small. I'm gonna build my business. And in order to do that, I am committed to reading 2 self-development books per week or something, I don't know, something like that. You see what I mean? So then you can help people see that you've identified what's holding you back, and then they'll obviously know that it was thanks to the fact that you watched this or you listened to this, whether you're listening to this on my podcast Impact School or whether you're watching this on YouTube. So thank you so much for tuning in. I really am enjoying doing these pieces of content where I'm posting it to both YouTube and my podcast, and it's going to be interesting to see which one kind of gets the most interest. So thank you again. Share. Also text this link to someone or something like that. I really am just wanting to put out the best content possible, and so I'll keep doing more of the stuff which works and the stuff that you find to be effective. So thank you so much, and I love hearing from you. Have a lovely day, and yeah, go crush it and get to that six figures. You can, and it's now time to make it happen.